Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia. Can I have your zip code to locate your account?
Is my zip code? Excuse me?
Yes, your zip code. Your zip code?
77381.
You said 7381.
77381.
First and last name on the account.
The what?
First and last name on the account.
I don't have an account, and that's why I am calling you, because I am receiving a charge in my account from your company.
Okay.
So what can I do? I don't know what do you sell?
Well, I wouldn't be able to help you, ma'am, until I can actually finish trying to pull up an account for you to see if we're actually charging you. Can I have your first and last name?
Okay, my name is Patricia. Last name Arango, Arango.
Okay, and for security of the account, can you verify your shipping address?
My address is 127 Meadow Spring Circle.
Your full shipping address?
Spring, Texas.
Okay. Thank you for that. It looks like you just ordered the meal plan with us. It's an app that you download on your phone that focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut your sugar and carb cravings. It also includes meal plans and recipe guides.
That's what I'm saying. I don't have anything of that.
Okay, so you're saying that the account was fraudulently created, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so what I'm going to go ahead and do is get your account canceled and get you transferred over to our fraud department, so that way whoever used your credit card and information fraudulently can be prosecuted. One moment.
Okay.
Still here, bear with me.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, I have your call ready to transfer over to our fire department. I thank you for calling customer support. You have a great night.
Okay. Thank